home, it haunts our dreams, bound by a thread that's unraveling at the seams. Echoes of laughter that seem so far drive us to fight under every star. Another world is calling, can't ignore the signs. Hope rides on us, it's a race with time. If we fail this battle, the line will bend, two worlds will fall. It's the
everyone, welcome to True Hero, the game of anime and, well, neckbeards turned blonde pretty boys. I'm sorry, his character was 100% that D&D guy that you just didn't want in your session at all. So, can anybody take a moment and tell me what happened last session? Just a little bit.
Okay.
What's up, Matt?
So, we were on our way back to turn in the quest for rescuing Mira?
Mira.
Is that her name?
Yep.
Mira. And a new party member literally fell out of the sky into our lap. Brim's intro was just wonderful and cringe and awful, and I already love his character to death. We turned in the quest, and we got a ride with Ryzen to Crystal City to turn in the quest for Ragnar the Rager and to validate one of our quest rewards, which was a house and a very large tract of land.
What, like 40,000 acres?
Yeah, 40,000 acres.
Yeah.
It's very small in comparison, but yeah.
Do you understand how big 40,000
acres is? Oh, I'm aware. But the problem is that to them is like unusable land because of how many monsters are on that land. So I just give it to the crazy.
Your wildest fantasies, like land ownership and having a house.
Congratulations, I've succeeded in giving you all your adult dream.
Your adult dream, too.
So, you guys parted ways with Ryzen, your companion, and he had told you if you ever needed help to find him at the Adventurers Guild. And now you stand at this large building off at the distance. I am being picked up by my wife. Let's see if I can kind of show the map. Here we go.
You are two rooms away.
I know. So, for all you viewers in the on our thing, this is Crystal City. The section right here is the governmental building. This is Crystal Tower. It looks like it goes only a little bit up like a normal like office building kind of, but it descends into the earth rather deep. It is the epicenter, the prime dungeon of this city that has made it so massive and lucrative. Adventurers from all over gather here to take part in the dungeon. However, in the last few years, darkness has consumed it. The dungeon has increased in difficulty. Weaker levels have become dangerous and unstable. Sometimes creatures from deeper within appear on those much higher levels, like closer to the top, where they should not be. They also have experienced a crystal tower break, or a dungeon break, as some would say, where creatures have poured out of the dungeon in an endless horde, destroying everything. a rather large sum of the city was wiped out during this time, before the city adventurers and this country's guards could put an end to it. But that is for later to be discovered, as you all need to head to the government building to get your land issued. So, and also explore the city if you'd like to. This is where Tsukiyomi would like you to one day conquer this tower to put an end to the corruption in this land here, in this country. So, do as much intel gathering and as you would like. Also, Xander, your background's eating your face.
Because I leaned back a little too far.
But yes,
we should.
I will
go rest. I feel like we've been traveling for a bit.
Maybe we should really nice. Go ahead and get the land sorted out first.
That's fair.
We should.
I mean, we wouldn't want to be carrying an unowned deed on us.
Yeah. And we also kind of need money. He holds up the ear. Yoshi holds up the ear for Ragnar the Rager.
We could collect that bounty as well, yeah. All right, let's go to the building first, then.
Very well. As your party approaches this rather tall building, you are all used to buildings like this. It looks very similar to some of the more American-style buildings or the Japanese-style buildings. However, instead of being used with metal to stand it tall, it seems to be entirely made out of crystal, like it grew this way. And it is probably, as you approach it, it looks to be a maybe 4 to 5 feet thick of crystal. And a strange magic radiates off of it. You can hear a little bit of a almost a harmonious rhythm emanating throughout the crystal.
Yoshi walks up to the wall and just kind of...
It feels like solid... It kind of feels like you're tapping on a diamond. A really big diamond.
He just kind of looks up and he's like, that's fucking cool.
Inside, you can see a bunch of people, probably roughly 200, 300 people just milling about on this lower level. There's a circular desk formation with probably about 10 to 20 people manning it. They seem to be dressed in light blue vests with white button-up shirts and almost like this beige brown kind of apron over it. There are men and women manning this station, and they seem to be talking to people as they come up and speak with them. And they seem to point people into different directions or take some paperwork, or they just seem to be the main custodians of this section. You can see off to your left that there is this platform with an arcane circle that has a radiating blue light lifting up. As somebody walks into it, they are dematerialized into a ball of light and then shot up the tower.
Cool.
You can see a wide variety of races here. However, Ruben and Nora... Hold on, I realized that the names are not showing up for some weird reason. Why aren't the names showing up? Oh, because I have them all hidden. Yeah. That would be useful. If all the names were showing. Alright, there we go. Sorry, everyone. But yes, so... Ruben and Nora, you don't see a single dark elf or demon. And in fact, as you walk into this building, you can see eyes kind of trailing you, looking at you. Guards are kind of almost repositioning to be having somebody or a group always near you.
Okay.
Okay, well, racism exists here too.
Yeah.
If you remember,
I don't know much about it, yeah.
If you remember, Tsukiyomi told you that the darker races, such as demons, orcs, dark elves, and the like, have been affected by this darkness first, and they have gone from being good or neutral to being evil. And that you will rarely find, that it will be rare to find another demon or dark elf that won't be evil or very messed up in the head or corrupted by the darkness. In fact, Reuben, you're already kind of experiencing that.
Yeah. My two madness speaks for itself.
You still, every now and then, on the walls, see something moving, following you.
I also have two madness.
Same.
Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot about that.
So, it's something that you guys know. It's not necessarily racism. It's the fact that a while ago, there was a separation of the continent, of this continent, that sparked a war between the darker races and the lighter races, and they came to an agreement and a peace treaty. But when this darkness befell the land, the first to start to be corrupted was the darker races, with their penchant for darker magic.
Wait, hold on. Are the Oni considered part of those darker races too? I was going to say, I feel like that is very outnumbered if there was a war between, you know, two races.
No, it's like I said, orcs, demons. Hold on,
it's orcs, demons, Oni, dark elves.
Yeah, so let me pull up the race thing real quick so I can give you a better description of the ones that you won't really find right now. So yeah, dark elves, demons, Oni, orcs. Yeah, so four races aren't really, like, orcs and, yeah, orcs, they're kind of, you don't find them much in cities anyways. They're a very tribal race, but, yeah. They seem to fall victim to the corruption much easier than everyone else. The ones that seem to resist the corruption the best are the elves and the Astralis. Well, the standard elves, not the dark elves. But yes, so that is why you don't see any of them here, and why Reuben and Nora are being looked at with great suspicion and a little bit hostile nature. However, no one is acting on it because the peace treaty is still in place, and they're not sure. Not every single one of them have been corrupted. So there are some good ones. And so with the peace treaty still in act and the fact that there are some good ones still, they're not taking any action, just preparing for the potentiality that this might go bad.
Best prepare for the worst.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything while here. I already handed the deed over to Yoshi, yeah. So I'm just going to let Yoshi do it.
The actual gang member of the group is the most trusted one right now. That's funny. Yeah, Yoshi's just going to kind of look around. He's going to take note of that. He doesn't necessarily like it, but he's going to just kind of shrug it off, and he's going to like get in line to go up to one of these counters and check in and see where they can go.
Very well. You have an option of three individuals to approach. There is an Astralis woman, a dwarven man, or a kobold woman.
Yoshi is an unapologetic simp, and he's going to see the pretty Astralis woman, and he's going to be like, "All right, let's try this. She might be the nicest."
Very well. As you approach, do you greet her first, or do you wait for her to greet you?
What does it look like? Does she look like she's super busy? Is she like not paying attention, or is she like attentive and just like waiting for the next customer?
She seems to be moving some paperwork around and kind of organizing a few things in what looks to be one of those paper binders.
Okay. But she doesn't seem aware of us?
No, she doesn't seem like she's paying too much attention.
He's just gonna wait for a second and then step up to the counter, and he's gonna say, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is.
Well, I mean, she responds to you, "I don't know what time of day it is either, besides looking outside this great crystal tower."
Yeah, it's been a long night and time has lost all meaning. I've got this deed.
That's great.
We need to get verified. Which way do we go?
So you're going to need the land verification office. It'll be on the second floor, six doors down, and then you're going to take a right, and you should be the fourth door on the left.
Second floor, six doors down, turn right, fourth door on the left. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And he just kind of smiles and waves and turns around and gathers up the party and heads that direction.
She kind of just watches as you go by and just looks very suspicious of why a large group of people like kobolds, humans, and an Astralis would accompany a dark elf and a demon. She is rather racist.
I could have figured that out.
Yep. Yoshi was not on that. Yoshi was not on that wavelength.
So you return to your party, and I'm gonna let you kind of guide them to that destination. Feel free to make up how you get there and what the second floor kind of looks like in this crystal building. Yoshi, I'm going to give you control on the way it looks. I've given you the general appearance, but I want you to go into more detail on this floor.
Okay. So they get in this little elevator thingy and get dematerialized like something off of Star Trek, and then reappear on the second floor. And Yoshi kind of frowns as he realizes it looks a lot like the office building that he was in, like, moments before he got yeeted into this reality. Like, he sees, like, doors to, like, different offices and stuff, but he also sees, like, cubicles and stuff like that, and it just kind of gives that corporate, like, middle management hellscape vibe, and he's just like, this is not going... I'm not having the fun that was promised me. And he's gonna
You'd
start.
You'd think a fantasy world would have more creative office spaces.
You really would. And he's gonna start like
also
walking.
You'd think
down.
Us with our modern resources would have creative options too.
I mean,
it may have to be an efficiency thing.
Yeah. The universe trends towards order, I guess. I don't fucking know. Let's just do this. And he starts walking down. He counts six doors down, turns right, and goes four doors down and left.
Now, David or Britt, based off of how Yoshi and I have built this, like how I've built this primary structure and how Yoshi has built this floor, what does it look like when the party enters this this land requisition and filing department? They deal with the land rights and land battles and evictions and property management. That's what this place deals with. What does it look like? And what is the primary race and the minority minority race that works here?
Say it probably like looks like a just like one of those worn down public service buildings, like
the fucking D&D.
Like, yeah.
Oh God. We walk in and Rain's just like, I hope to never have to be in a place like this again.
Well, look on the bright side. Surely, once we're done dealing with bureaucracy, things will be much more exciting and whimsical and fantastic.
So, David, what is the primary race that is working here? And what's the minority race that works here? There's no wrong answer or right answer. It'll just kind of build up this kind of understanding of how this city, maybe this country, functions on who they prefer to put in charge. Maybe there's a lack of diversity. Maybe they prefer to hire racist astrologists. Who knows? Maybe in this hellhole that it deals with the worst kinds of shit, they got all the like kobolds. I don't know.
Oh God.
I was about to say, I feel like kobolds would run the land ownership.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too.
No, they are the DMV workers.
That's why you, the kobold, are like, oh, I wish I was like, oh, I don't want to come back to these places.
I mean, you yourself had to probably deal with lots of vehicle bullshit in the military, Rain.
Mainly blowing them up, or keeping them from blowing up.
So, David. Are you looking up the races? I can move on if you'd like not to. I don't know if he can hear me. Brim, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Are you
like,
thinking?
I've just been quiet. Oh, is it me that needs?
Yeah. David. Yes. That's your character's name.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting here. Don't worry. I can edit some of that out, I think.
No, that's fine. Okay, sorry. I thought I was waiting for... I'm not familiar with everybody here, so I thought...
It's your own character's name.
I know.
Why are you so mean to that boy, Bubba?
I was thinking, like... Elves are the majority, and are... The Kemonami?
Oh. I call them the fox people. The Kenomimi. Kenonimi. Something. Kenomimi. The fox people. Yes, the fox people are the minority.
Kemonomini. Meanie. Either way, the fox people is the minority.
I would see elves as, like, land lawyers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was totally spacing out.
It's okay. All right. Oh, wait. Where did Xander go?
Ran away, too.
Oh, no. Xander ran away.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay. Xander. So, Ruben. Because it seems like the one doing most of talking here is Yoshi, I'm trying to give more people kind of a place to roleplay a little bit. So I want you to create the elf that Yoshi approaches and talks to. Explain kind of what they look like and be them for maybe just explain how they look like and what kind of personality they have. Like, what is it that Yoshi walks up to and is immediately hit by when it comes to the way this person acts?
Okay, so you see it kind of like a Karen bob cut, kind of short, brown hair, this elf, just kind of like writing on paperwork as you walk up to the desk. They're not even looking at you, and they just keep writing. Even if you try and, like, tap on the desk, they're not looking up until a few seconds later. How can I help you?
Yosu just kind of takes the deed and shows it to her. He's like, we received this as a quest reward, and we were told that we needed to bring it here to get it verified and fixed.
Sorry, I...
We lost Ruben there for a second.
It just stopped working. One second.
There you go. Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
Say that again, Yoshi.
Yoshi just kind of hands her the paper. He's like, we got this deed for a parcel of land and an abandoned house as a quest reward, and we were told we needed to bring it here to verify it, I guess, and validate it. Validate, that's the word, validate.
All right, pass it over. Let me take a look. He just kind of looks over it.
So, Ruben, what is this person's name right now that you are being?
Charlotte.
This is a deed from a lesser lord in the Eastern District of this country, and it is for the monster infested territory that he owns but has done nothing with. The king has pressured many a times for something to be done with this. However, you're going to need your manager to sign off on this.
Well, I can't approve manager? This yet. I'm going to have to bring this to my higher up. So sit tight. There's some sitting over there. Oh. Just kind of leaves.
No. Myth.
Oh, fuck.
You get to be the minority manager that Charlotte hates with a passion. You get to develop. I'm going to say, like, you can choose who, like, what kind of personality they are, but Charlotte hates this person with a bloody passion.
Yeah, as Charlotte's walking off, she's just like, oh, fuck, I have to get him. Just kind of, like, stumbles off.
Oh, no. It's got to be a female manager.
Yeah, it's going to be a female manager, yeah. So,
because women hate other women.
I would say...
It's a fact of life.
I would say Charlotte thinks that Dijon is the acting manager for today. He's an elf. However, when she approaches the manager's office, she opens the door and finds the one she hates the most, which is who, Rain?
Her name is Janice.
What did she kind of look like?
Well, you said she's the minority. And so
she's a fox race, yep.
Yeah, she's a fox. And she's got, like, kind of black and silver hair with,
big hoop ring ear.
yeah. And really bright golden orange eyes with slitted pupils, and she wears whatever this world considers fancy business dress.
All right, Charlotte, you have to talk to this manager to get their approval on this land transfer.
Janice, one of the lesser nobles passed their deed on to this adventuring group. They're trying to get it signed over. It needs your approval.
Oh, well, I guess just hand it over.
Okay. Is this going to take another 2 hours?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll tell them that they need to sit down and sit tight for a while.
Yeah, she'll start looking over the paperwork.
I love how all of the workers here are from Brooklyn for some reason.
just let them know it might be a minute. They might need to hang around the tower for a little bit.
All right. So I have to tell everyone as I walk away.
Janice, when you need people to wait a while, that you have an assistant who kind of just helps in the office. They're human on the shorter side, but they're rather punctual. They're always on time. They help a lot. Have Charlotte call this person to bring the waiting people water, drinks, and all that. As Janice seems like the kind of person who makes people wait a long time, but cares for people for the most part, where Charlotte cares not.
Oh, and Charlotte, darling, can you make sure Nico gets them some waters and things to snack on while they wait?
Yeah, all right.
So, Nora, what does Nico look like?
Name Nico, I'm assuming it's a boy?
It's up to you. Nico's okay. Gender neutral.
Nico, okay. Nico, short for Nicole or
Nicholas. Or they're a cat person that's just named Nico. It's up to you.
You just said Nico's human, so.
That's okay. True. Nico. Yeah. They could be a cat lover. Okay. Janice's special assistant.
Nico is going to have like light brown hair and just big green eyes and look at least 10 years younger than he actually is and kind of act like it too. And just really throws himself into the cinnamon roll life.
So you're that like 35-year-old intern assistant that like never promotes within the company?
Yes.
He's just fucking happy where they are. And somehow they started in the mailroom. They started in the mailroom and somehow they got to this position and they're like, well, I ain't going any higher.
But weirdly loving it.
Yeah. All right. Charlotte. You now know who Nico is, so.
As I just like pass by without even looking at Nico. Janice says to get the group of people in the waiting room water and snacks, and I walk away.
Absolutely, Charlotte. I'll get right on that. Thank you so much for letting me know.
I feel like Charlotte hates Nico.
Yeah, yeah, and I just kind of do that like...
Because both Charlotte and Janice are so nice.
Alright, so Nico, you bring... what do you bring to Yoshi, Rain, Nora, David, Ruben? What do you bring them? Water and what?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies. So out of the back room...
I made myself at home.
Charlotte lets you know that it's going to be a little bit, but out of the back room arrives this individual carrying a tray of water glasses and a bunch of what seem to be fresh-made cookies. You're not sure where they made these cookies, because it does not smell like cookies in here. And as far as you know, this is an office building, and no office building has an oven. So, but they approach you. You may play as Nico approaching the party, Nora.
Well, everyone, I heard it's going to be a bit of wait, so I brought some goodies for you. While you wait.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Are those chocolate chip cookies?
A water, and he's gonna take a couple of chocolate chip cookies, and he's just gonna have it. He's like a very confused kid sitting and waiting for his parents to get out of the doctor's office. He has no idea what's going on right now. He's just kind of along for the ride.
I grab a cookie and take just the smallest bites to savor every moment of it.
Rain kind of, she's sitting down. She's like, well, at least they take somewhat care of their customers. Takes a cookie.
David will reach out, take a cookie, and be like,
not as good as mom's.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rude. Nico put his heart into that.
All right. So some time passes, and Charlotte may have been exaggerating a little bit, mostly by 20 minutes or so, because it was an hour and 40 minutes goes by. That cookie only went so far. That water, only so far. As you can see, Nico being bossed around the office, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, never gets a chance to come fill your cup up again or bring you more cookies. Charlotte seems to be busy with whatever Charlotte's doing. And then you hear a voice of Janice in the back call for Charlotte as Charlotte approaches and receives the deed, bringing it to you. And you may now, Reuben, take up Charlotte here. And the deed has been approved. Though in 2 months, there will be a 10 gold tax.
10 gold tax, okay. So I just need the main member of your party to sign right here, and you owe us 10 gold in a month. As tax.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that a lot here?
Which one of us is signing?
You could sign as a conglomerate if you have a name.
I thank you so much, Reuben. I very much...
God.
Yeah.
Fucking damn it.
If you've already signed up with the Adventurers Guild in the past, that could be your way of having a name, or you can make one right now.
The Nameless Ones.
No, we already have that in a name.
The party's name is Why. Why have you done this? Why?
Like, why are we here?
No.
Why is here? What? Yoda? What?
Well, yeah.
What's Ruben's OnlyFans handle?
it was M. Grimm, okay?
No, like Yoshi turns around and looks at Ruben. He's like, what was your OnlyFans name?
He, like, leans over, whispers, it was M. Grimm.
Yoshi turns around and writes that as, like, the group name on the...
The OnlyFans continues! Oh, man. Alright, well, they have signed it. Everything is in approval and everything is in order. You can hand the deed over. And you all may be on your way. The deed itself has directions to the land, so it's not hard to get there. It'll just take a while. It looks to be on walking about a week's journey. However, on through carriage at a decent pace, maybe 3 days.
Okay. So we
think
gotta,
we should rest here for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we still got to go to the Adventurers Guild, and then we can probably, like, cash that in, get some more information about other work, and find a place to crash for the night before we get on the road again. Because if we're gonna,
not a bad idea.
Because if we're gonna be taxed in like a month, we gotta figure out our money situation in a big way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ten gold. A lot here.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I would guess so.
We have
gotten gold yet? No. We have we no did.
Collectively, our party has... Collectively, our party has 10 gold. Each of us got a gold last time. Our kingdom has 5 gold.
I must have just forgotten to write that down.
So
you have exactly enough to pay the tax.
We could pay off our tax if we don't eat for a month, but I don't want to go without food.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have that gold anymore. I spent it on explosive powder and sulfur.
Oh yeah.
So we need to make a little bit more gold and enough to make ourselves not starve for the next month.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. If we end up losing this house and this land to taxes, I'm probably going to crash out.
Yeah, it's just like the real world, isn't it?
Reality has followed me. No.
I think we should probably check out that Adventurer's Guild Ryzen told us about.
I think that bounty might cover a good amount of the debt as well, or the tax as well.
There's that.
You're not in debt yet. Let's hope you don't get there.
Not in debt yet.
Let's not.
I'm also thinking the land's full of monsters. How valuable are monster parts?
That'll be something.
We've heard, quite valuable.
So we kill two birds, one stone. Clear out the land and pay our taxes.
I've never really fought before.
You hear the deck of cards say, "We are powerful together, David. Feed us the flesh of your enemies and we shall give you power."
Do the rest of us hear that or just David?
Just David. His eyes kind of glass over as he hears it.
Nope, never mind. Let's go kill some monsters. Sounds a great idea.
Let's turn the bounty for the bear in first to see what we're sitting at for that.
Yoshi's gonna... They haven't necessarily, like, really walked out of that office yet, and...
Boo is touching their mic a lot.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, okay. Alright, yeah. Continue.
He kind of, like, pokes his head back into the door and goes, which way to the Adventurers Guild?
Charlotte responds in a very exasperated, annoyed. It's down the street. Follow the signs. That's why they're there.
Thank you, ma'am. Like, he's intentionally kind of being a little too over-the-top cheerful.
You just hear from a distance, bye, everybody! From Nico.
Bye, thank you.
Sorry, I couldn't get you all more cookies.
You're doing great. And he's gonna go out the door and he's gonna start heading back down to try to find
the group. What Charlotte was secretly doing on that desk was actually just writing fanfics of their favorite novels.
Of course.
Huh.
The closer look from Yoshi would reveal she's drawing Rule 34. We're in an anime isekai game. We gotta make
this. It's just David and his cards.
Yes.
Yes. So, you guys all leave the government tower and head down the street as directed. You do see the signs that kind of point for Guild District, in which it leads you to an area that has a merchant district, a merchant guild, a magic guild, an adventurer's guild, a healer's guild, and then it has a engineer's guild, and that's about it, pretty much. So as you walk into the Adventurer's Guild, I'm going to have David, Brim, just in case you forgot who you were again.
Sorry.
I want you to kind of make what this guild looks like. It is going to fit more into this fantasy world of a guild. However, I'm gonna give you the freedom to add twists and bends to how this looks, and as freely as you would like.
What's the guild hall?
This is a adventurer's guild.
Okay. So I would say it's got like a kind of like a open tavern style, like no walls, but like a circle in the middle for like a hearth, like a cooking center. But it's like, yeah, there's like some sort of magic keeping out all the cold air and stuff like that, though. And then above it, it's got several layers of administration. Like the floors above it are administration level layers. But the bottom one is like just like this big open area that's like everybody's leaving and going or walking all over the place.
Nice. All right. Well, there has to be somebody that the guild that you have that the party meets that Grim. Was it what was the party's name, Ruben?
I guess it's now M. Grim.
M. Grim has to that go in a, and talk to.
Our party's name.
the OnlyFans party named M. Grim the has to talk to turn this in, right? So, Nora, can you kind of explain who this kind of person that they approach is? Maybe what race they are and who they are as the party approaches them to turn in this this confirmed kill. This pretty much this unregistered bounty.
I'm going to approach a dwarf. Do dwarf women have beards in this world?
No.
No? Okay. Going to be a dwarf guy. Big beard with like, it's like straight in the back and then like three ornate braids in the front. And he's pretty much like tidying up after other adventurers who have already come through.
Very well. As the party approaches this gentleman, he looks up to you and goes,
"Well, hello. I didn't see you come in. I haven't seen you before. You new?"
"Yes, we're new."
"Are you here to register?"
"Probably, but also," he pulls out the ear of Ragnar the Razor. He goes, "Apparently there was a bounty on some like really big terrifying bear called Ragnar the Razor, and we're turning that in."
"Well, you're not entirely wrong on that one. There was a bounty. However, sorry, I'm a little still new here. Just got the job last week. You're going to need to register first, and then we can pay out. We don't do freelance work. We appreciate you taking the creature down, and I swear it's rather easy to be become affiliated with the guild."
"Outstanding, because we need work. So,
I do have to get my the second in command here. They're in charge of newcomers, and I kind of want to find out if this bounty will classify as your administration test. Normally, people have to take a certain quest, but seeing how you have killed Ragnar the Raging, I believe it will pass, but it's up to them. Just one moment, please. If you could meet me on the second floor."
"Okay. I'm going to look to Yoshi before we sign anything. Are you sure you want our full party name to be M. Grim? We could just go with Grim. I mean, the M is kind of because of my last name."
Kind of on paperwork now.
To be completely honest, Yoshi responds, "To be completely honest, I was kind of doing that just as kind of an inside joke to fuck with that lady. But I feel like we're committed now, so Yeah, sorry, bud. Good news is if they ever get internet here, you'll be famous here, too.
We're just kind of named after a pizza place.
We can't spread the name of M. Grimm across the lands, I guess, so...
Ashton's
pizza place.
My freaking brain went into the gutter when you said that, Ruben. Anyways, I was like, spread something across the land. Anyways, so as the dwarf heads up to the fourth level of this spire of adventuring, he approaches his manager, the second in command, what would you call that? The assistant guildmaster? Yeah. The assistant guildmaster, Yoshi. Who do they approach?
It's going to be a... Let's see. It's going to be a kobold man. A little bit older. Scales are kind of turning a little bit gray. But wearing, like, full plate. Kind of like what Ashton was wearing.
So he's a knight.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. And this dwarf approaches this gentleman. Sir? I have a group that's wanting to turn in the bounty for Ragnar the Raging. However, they're not affiliated with the guild yet. I know that you're kind of in charge of dealing with that, but I know that we're supposed to technically do the paperwork and send it to you, but I have a question about their registry, their admission test.
Okay, hit me.
Well, they killed Ragnar the Raging. Do they still need to take the admission test?
Interesting.
Yes, Yoda.
They're not affiliated with us?
No. Not yet. Anyways. They want to be.
I kind of
want to
meet you guys.
Oh, well, they're on the second floor, sir.
All right, let's go check him out.
Very, very well. Okay.
And he's gonna, like, hop down out of his little chair in his desk, and he's gonna start trotting along next to this dwarf.
Okay. As both of you guys move down to the second floor where the rest of the party is, who wants to take the lead now that Yoshi has to play the guildmaster, the assistant guildmaster?
I nominate Ruben.
I'll take the lead, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Charisma. All right, so, yes.
Except I have a -2 because of madness levels, which it says areas of prolonged rest can restore madness, yep. So I'm hoping.
They're like, we gotta go to sleep. I need to get back.
Gotta rest, guys.
but yeah, the dwarf and a, you said, rather short kobold man?
Mm-hmm.
Older. Older. A rather older kind of gray scaled, heavy armored kobold gentleman approaches the party. Yoshi seems to kind of take a little bit of a back seat here on this one, kind of pushes you forward, making some kind of joke of, well, this is M. Grimm. You're M. Grimm.
Yep, he would absolutely do that. So, you guys are the ones that killed Ragnar, huh?
Oh, yeah. We're missing 2 of the party members that helped us kill it, but yeah, this is us.
He kind of walks up to you. Interesting. And he goes like to each member of the party and kind of sniffs at you. He's like, you didn't just
Bring
like Ragnar,
sniffs did you? Back at him.
To be honest, I thought you weren't even here. Because you weren't on camera. So I was like, oh shit, Myth is here.
He kind of looks around. He's like, y'all didn't just fight Ragnar. You kind of got this
funk about you. He points at Reuben, you, and he points at Nora, and he points at David, and he goes, even you, which is weird, but anyway, y'all did a lot more than just fight Ragnar, didn't you?
Oh, well, we cleared out a camp of cultists outside of the, what was the name of the village? That's where we got our deed from, was the mayor. And then we came here?
With someone I believe you're already affiliated with, Ryzen.
Oh, you guys helped Ryzen.
Oh, yes, it's Ryzen.
He was actually really impressed with some of you. Others not so much, but...
You know, Ryzen.
I wish I could roll insight on that.
Go ahead and give me a charisma competence test. I'll say difficulty value 7. Well, actually, it depends on what you're trying to incite. What is it that you're inciting?
Was he actually impressed with us?
Okay, yeah, difficulty value of 7.
Okay. I got king.
One second. Okay, a king? So, was it? Yeah, that's that definitely beats it. Well, assistant guildmaster?
Ryzen actually was a little impressed. He wasn't quite sure what to make of... Just above table, he wasn't quite sure what to make about the knight in the party that died and came back. He was saying some kind of weird stuff, but for the most part, Ryzen seemed impressed that the group managed to accomplish what they accomplished.
So now that we've done these things, we wanted to come here and I guess sign up for the guild and then claim our bounty.
And he kind of looks at the party, he looks at the configuration.
All right, good enough for me. And he just kind of turns around and fucks off.
Okay. I guess all that's left is to pay the entrance fee as well, and I can take that out of the cost of the bounty, which it's only 1 copper. 1 copper each. Now, do you have a name?
Yoshi just elbows Reuben.
We're Emgrim.
Emgrim, okay. Are you at all associated with Elgrim?
No. There's an Elgrim?
I
can't say we've ever heard of him.
He's really, really famous priest in the northern continent.
Another priest, huh?
Competition.
Competition.
All right. Well, if you're okay, be kind of cool if you were. I kind of want an autograph. His paintings are rather extraordinary. Anyways, so I'll take care of the paperwork. If you want to meet me downstairs, I'll have your payment. Do you have the ear by any chance?
Yoshi.
He'll take the ear. All right, checks it. Yeah, that's Ragnar's ear. I'll give it to the inspectors, and they'll make sure of 100%. But I should be down in about 10 minutes.
If you do need to verify, she can summon him, and he points to Nora.
What? Wait, what? What do you mean? He's dead, though. Tamers can't summon creatures that are dead.
Nora, why don't you prove him wrong?
Is there the space in here to do that?
It's a pretty big space. It's a pretty big space.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Nice.
Just have him sum up behind me.
Danton the bear arrives.
I'll just give him chin scratches.
the dwarf's eyes are just massive.
The kobold pokes his head out of, like, back from around the corner hearing that bear. He's like, well, I'll be dipped in shit. And then he just disappears.
Hearing that, his brain kind of starts back up. Oh, well, that's amazing. Wow. Oh, well. Okay, I'm gonna put that in your team's log. That's a special ability. Probably the first time that is. All right.
Wasn't there some tests we needed to take or something before we signed up as a guild?
No. The assistant guildmaster cleared you with as killing the bear, pointing.
Would the tests happen to show our competence compared to other adventurers?
Everyone will start at the lowest rank, no matter your skill, unless you were so powerful that it would be ridiculous to have you start at the low rank. But it is fair to start you at the low rank and let you earn your way up.
That makes sense.
But if you keep bringing in bounties like this, you'll rank up in no time. So, yes, I'll meet you downstairs. I have to go gather the coin and everything. As he kind of walks away.
I'm just going to chill downstairs, find a couch around the hearth that Brimvor talked about.
It's just a stone rock. Just kidding.
After he leaves, Rain kind of looks over at Yoshi and goes, we should check and see if any of the creatures on our new land have bounties.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As you guys do check out that, let me tell you, you might want to keep this in notes somewhere. They don't have every major creature on your land, every powerful special enemy on your land there, but they do have a good deal. They have a few of them. So let me get to them, if you please work for me. God damn it. Alrighty. Let's see here. There's Ratatouille, the great chef of the South. No, just kidding.
I was about to start.
How do you spell that? No.
So there is a not a bounty to kill, but a bounty to capture. It seems to have no name, but it looks to have a crest as the signet. You don't know what this crest is, but it is a bird raptor, like flying around what looks to be a mighty staff with 6 different elemental shards coming from it. And this bird is a beautiful bird with a long tail and massive, like, wings. The bird that is wanted for capture, that has been spotted in rumor to be in this, in the land, in the region that you guys own now, is known as a bird of paradise. No, the name of the creature is Sapphire the Blue. It is a rare blue bird of paradise.
That's on our land?
Supposedly. It's rumored. The bounty is to capture it and bring it back alive. Then there is let's see here. There is a that kind of borders the tree line. It seems to have made its territory the main border point that you enter. It has killed a lot of travelers, a lot of hunters, and a lot of adventurers. It is the Minotaur General Rothos. Minotaur General Rothos.
So there's going to be Minotaurs on our land.
At least one.
It says he's a general, so I mean, that kind of implies that he's in charge of other minotaurs.
But that doesn't imply there were other minotaurs on the land. He could be disgraced. He could be by himself.
Or he could be a general of a different monster.
There is also one that is listed as S rank that you cannot take because of your rank. The other ones, they're like open bounties. Pretty much, it says not recommended for anybody below this rank. But this one is S rank. And it says not allowed to take for anybody below for any party that is below A or S. So it is Voldoff, the elemental red dragon.
So
it's supposed to be on our land.
Just because we can't officially take it.
You've already done one. You've already done one that you didn't take. So it is a possibility.
All right, let's go fuck up a dragon, guys.
I don't recommend that yet.
Anyway. No, yeah, I don't think we're doing that yet.
Yeah, Yoshi just kind of looks at Ruben. He's like, I know that I was kind of fucking with you about all this stuff earlier, but there's no way in hell I'm fucking.
Dude, this thing's lacerating claws.
Good. I was joking.
At the level that you'll find it, does just a base fucking 7 damage.
Yikes.
Ow.
So those are the creatures that have a bounty on them in some way that have been rumored or confirmed to be on your land. However, there might be other famous creatures that turning in might be like a rare creature, or just the fact that it's a monster and turning it in will give you some points or money. As you're looking at the board, David, you get a tap on your back as you turn around. The dwarf is standing there.
Yes?
Sorry, I hope I didn't dirty your wings or anything. They're very, very amazing looking, by the way. I haven't seen Astralis with that shade of feather before. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I'm rather interested in other races, you know. Anyways, I have your coin for killing Ragnar the Raging. However, you did not have the bounty, so I could not give you the full bounty's worth. I am able to still give you half the bounty. So here is 25 gold coins.
Okay.
I did subtract 1 copper for each of you. So technically it is 24 gold coins and 5 silver, yes. The assistant guildmaster urged me, because of you guys helping Ryzen, to up your pay, so I upped that to an even 25 and hands you another bag. Here is another 15 gold coins.
Oh, dang.
It is a quarter of what Ryzen was paid.
Okay. So we can save some of that and be good for our taxes.
We could take 5 each and then put the 15 from Ryzen into the kingdom.
Yep.
That gives us 20 total, so we should have at least 2 months worth of taxes, unless they up the taxes the second month.
So kingdom notes, we have 20 gold coins in the kingdom, and everyone gains 5 gold coins.
Well,
unless David decides to just keep the bag to himself, he was the one who was handed it.
No, I wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that currently.
Don't hit David. The coins. Buy more dark cards. Anyways, all the booster packs, David.
he'll say something when that happens. He'll be like, is there even card shops around here? Just be like in his head.
I don't know, David. I'm a card, David.
Well, then how are we supposed to buy cards if there's no card shop?
Figure it out, David. We need more soldiers.
Delete.
Fair.
What's wrong? So, as you guys wrap up your journey, your adventure at the Adventurers Guild, and get paid, we will fast forward you all to the inn, where you will take a long rest, and that tomorrow is a new day. You don't know what state your land is in, or what that house is, but you might have to make a journey back to Crystal City to get help, maybe, unless you want to do all the work yourself, that's up to you. But we'll see what happens when we come back. Thank you for watching, everybody. This will be the end of tonight's episode. Don't forget to check out all our merch over on TTRPG/Storyteller's Tales. And check out all our social media. We love you. Bye-bye. Oh, don't forget to tell your grandma.
Your grandma.
Yeah, tell your grandma.